stock picks this evening, what would you be looking at?
So I've gone for a New York listed company, 3M. This is a company that operates in the industrial sector, pharmaceutical sector, healthcare sector, etc. Been around for over 100 years. And I think what I really like about it is, one, it's trading at one of the lowest valuations we've seen it in probably a decade. And two, it has the amazing ability to reinvent itself. 20% of its products weren't even there 5 years ago. And that's primarily due to almost 40% of their earnings they spend on research and development. So, you know, we're going to come out of this COVID pandemic, and the stronger companies that have been able to innovate and remain agile, my sense is they'll be best positioned for it. And with a good balance sheet like 3M have, I think it's definitely one to look at.
Okay, interesting. Chantel, how about you?
Well, we spoke about real returns, a little bit earlier, and inflation linkers actually look interesting for the first time in probably 5 or 6 years. If you look at retail inflation linked bonds, for the five year, it's trading at around 4.5%. So that's a real yield that you'll get above inflation. Another option to invest in inflation linkers would be to buy them directly, but you need a bit of capital for that. Or you can buy an inflation linked ETF. Unfortunately, you're not going to get an income from it because it's like complicated technical thing, but they should perform quite well over the next few months.
Great. Two very interesting options for investors and viewers this evening. Dev and Chantel, thanks very much for joining us. Nice to see you both. Dev and Shute is from the Robert Group and Chantel Marks from F&B Wealth and Investment. And Alicia will be back tomorrow night with Stockwatch. Have a good evening.